No organization, including the Boy Scouts of America, can anticipate every possible activity that could be conducted as part of an event. As such, it is neither the intent nor the desire of the BSA to provide specific guidance on subjects that are not core to the program or part of our program literature, such as a handbook. Instead, the BSA has discontinued the tour and activity plan and has adopted a flexible risk assessment strategy for your use. So, does the planned activity support the values of the Boy Scouts of America? Can you explain how an activity is scouting? If so, the Guide to Safe Scouting asks you to assess risk, which begs the question, how do I do that? The Boy Scouts of America National Health and Safety Support Committee has developed the following tools. A formal hazard analysis is used primarily at the camp or council level, but would be good for assessing new ideas, equipment, or modifications to some existing programs. This tool has a defined way of assessing probability and severity of risks and coming up with controls. For you, the unit leader, one of several safety checklists could be used to prompt you or your older scouts to discuss the risks of an event or activity, including the Sweet 16 of BSA safety, and checklists for inspecting your vehicle, meeting places, or event and camping checklists. These tools help to make sure critical safeguards or plans are in place for a scouting activity. The Safety PAWS, which is an acronym for Pause, Assess, Understand, Share, and Execute, is a process that stresses the importance of last-minute safety checks in the field. By encouraging each scout or adult leader to pause and reflect on the task at hand just before beginning, you have an opportunity to address any present or potential hazards. The Safety PAWS is not a standalone tool. It assumes some prior planning has been used to know the risks. For more information on the safety moment, including source material and checklists, click on the link found in this podcast transcript.